This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's Hump Day, and it was an amazing day today. We had hearings. We're going to talk a little bit about, well, quite a bit about Bondi, how that hearing went. There were some great things, some absolutely dreadful things, not just from the United States senators, some questionable answers there, but overall it went very well. We'll talk about Marco Rubio, did very well today, John Ratcliffe, future head of the CIA. We're going to talk about pain, punishment, all kinds of glorious topics like that, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. Because Bondi, Pam Bondi, future Attorney General, Pam Bondi had to sit in front of the Senate today. And I'll play all kinds of audio for you. I will, as I have been doing, you know, as a journalist, I feel obligated to play this audio. But there were some GOP questions that concerned me about FISA in particular. But before we get on that, let's pause for just a quick moment. I want you to imagine this. I get done with the radio show tonight. I go straight home from work, which I intend to do. And I walk in the door, and Ob tells me that there's a gang of heroin dealers 10 miles from the house. And she asks me what my reaction is to that. Now, I'll tell you right now, if it's 10 miles away, probably in a bad part of town, I probably wouldn't care. So I'd probably be like, well, baby, that's not ideal, but I don't really care necessarily. But what if that wasn't my reaction? What if my reaction to her was, honey, why don't you leave them alone? These people are hardworking, and yeah, they've chosen a different kind of a profession, but I really think these guys, I think they have a really good place in our community. That would be an odd reaction, wouldn't it? And if I reacted in that way, do you think maybe Ob would have some questions? If not questions, do you think she might develop some suspicions? Hey, that was a really weird reaction from Jesse. You don't think he's doing heroin, right? When your reaction is completely out of place, when you ask questions that are completely out of place, hey, Ob, just to confirm, you're not coming to visit me at work tomorrow afternoon, right? Well, those lead to other questions. And they lead to suspicions, you see. FISA has been horrible. It's been horrible for the civil rights of the United States of America, for the citizens in this country. It's not an opinion. We now know from all the documentation, 3 million FISA abuses. FISA was, of course, always sold to us as, well, that's how we're going to control the war on terror. It's only for foreigners. In fact, John Cornyn basically echoed those words today. It's only for foreigners. Except before I play what he's about to play, that's not necessarily true, you see. If there is some foreign person, let's say he's in Houston, and it turns out he's some jihadi nutball, But he and I were, I don't know, maybe we were friends. Maybe we were watching Ohio State game at a bar together, and we struck up a conversation. And now every now and then we text about Ohio State football. Well, now my contact information is in his phone. They will know that I communicate with this person, and they will hoover up my data as well because he happens to be a jihadi scumbag. This is not some one-off thing that happened. This is how FISA has been used. 3 million abuses. And the, quote, safeguard for FISA was the FISA court. That's what it was supposed to be. A FISA court where you have to really cross the T's and dot the I's and then take it to a FISA judge where he, of course, will, he'll sit down and try to make sure that this is all on the up and up, except, as we've told you before on the show, 98% plus approval. When a FISA application is made, it basically gets rubber stamped for approval every single time. There are no safeguards. The United States government, the United States intelligence agencies, which have been weaponized against this country, are hoovering up your data as fast as humanly possible. Now, knowing all that, and knowing that Pam Bondi is about to take over as Attorney General, don't you find this line of questioning out of nowhere, really, from John Cornyn odd?
I think there's a lot of misinformation with regard to how Section 702 works. I happen to be one of the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. We read that product on a regular basis, and it is not used to spy on American people. I think what's fundamentally missing is a lack of trust in the intelligence community, including the FBI, which I'm hoping you and Mr. Patel can restore.
What an odd thing to bring up, you see? Don't you find that odd? And he asserted, a United States senator, on the public record. Not only did he bring it up out of nowhere, he asserted that it wasn't used to spy on Americans, which, of course, it's an outright lie. It's like looking you in the face and saying the spy is green. The sky is green. We know it's used to spy on Americans. We know it has. But you see, it wasn't just John Cornyn. There were others. Lindsey Graham. He brought it up today. Out of nowhere.
Senator, I believe 702 is up in 2026.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I believe 26. It's 2026, and we will closely be looking at that. FISA is a very important tool.
Do you agree
tool.
That the 702 provides important intel gathering capability to protect our nation?
Extremely important.
Okay.
Okay. His questions concerning, her answers concerning. Senator Mike Lee, to his credit, of course, shot down these ridiculous lies.
There are those in the government, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who have gotten into that database and done so, of course, without a warrant because there currently is no warrant requirement. This has the effect of what we call a de facto backdoor warrantless search. Would you agree with me that that is potentially concerning anytime an American citizen's private conversations are intercepted, stored, whether as an incidental collection or otherwise, they ought not be searched without some kind of probable cause showing. I assume you'd agree with me.
Yes.
Okay. And he dropped this one too.
We've heard again and again, don't worry, we have good people. Don't worry, we have good systems in place. Don't worry, it's as good as a warrant requirement, the internal approval procedure that we have within our system. And yet we found out time and time again that this has happened by some accounts hundreds of thousands of times. These things have been accessed where searches for an American citizen's private communications that have been intercepted and stored through incidental collection have been searched without those safeguards being met, including instances where people just wanted to check on, to cite one example, whether his father was cheating on his mother, or in other instances, doing background checks on someone looking to lease an apartment that he owned and was looking to rent out. This is unacceptable.
How are the safeguards working? Chris just looked it up. This is up to 2017. There were 40,000 requests. But there are safeguards in place, of course. There are safeguards. So surely a large percentage of those requests were denied. You know how many in 40,000 requests were denied by the safeguards? 85. 85. 85. So that brings me back to the questioning from today. Pam Bondi, as we've explained many times, she is walking into the most important position there is. Arguably, if you look at the weaponization of government as being the most dangerous thing in the world, and I do, arguably, Pam Bondi's position as Attorney General is more important than the presidency, because Pam Bondi will be making the decisions whether government people get arrested, tried, and sent to prison, or she can run protection for them. Pam Bondi, what she's going for is critically important, all important. So again, I just want to play it for you again, because it really does bring up some interesting questions, doesn't it? Pam Bondi's sitting in front of you. You're a Republican United States Senator. You have so many things you could ask about. Why ask about this?
I think there's a lot of misinformation with regard to how Section 702 works. I happen to be one of the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. We read that product on a regular basis, and it is not used to spy on American people. I think what's fundamentally missing is a lack of trust in the intelligence community, including the FBI, which I'm hoping you and Mr. Patel can restore.
So why do guys like Cornyn and Lindsey, why do they bring up these things? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Let's talk about how hard it is to find good people. How hard it is to find good employees. It's a nightmare. And when you have a position to fill, maybe someone left, maybe your company's expanding, you pull your hair out, right? You end up looking bald like me. But ZipRecruiter can take away that pain. You realize that. Because all the employees, they're all on ZipRecruiter looking for jobs. How fast does it work? Well, it's not putting an ad in the paper and giving it a week immediately. And you can try ZipRecruiter free. You realize that? That employee who's going to take your company to the next level, they're already on ZipRecruiter. As you're listening to the sound of my voice, they're just waiting for you to sign in. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Go get the person who's going to take you to the next level. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day, reminding you you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And yes, I'm going to get to a lot of the Pam Bondi sound from today, some John Ratcliffe sound. Marco Rubio did very, very well today. And I'm not exactly a Rubio pom-pom waver by any stretch. I thought he did very well today. But I just wanted to wrap up my point here. Pam Bondi sits in front of the Senate today. And, of course, the Democrats embarrass themselves. We'll get to that. But the Republicans, Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, they were really concerned about FISA. Hey, we have to keep FISA. It's everything. And that, you know what it reminded me of? I had Jewish producer Chris pull this old clip. Remember when Ken Buck, he was a congressman from Colorado, one of these real spineless loser types, and Christopher Wray sat in front of Congress. Now, Ken Buck could have really abstained from any serious questioning of Christopher Wray. He could have asked him some hard questions. Those are both options, of course. No, nothing requires you to say something. But Ken Buck, knowing all the evil things the FBI has done against the American people, this was all well documented when he did it, Ken Buck instead decided to go a completely different route when he had a chance to say something. In fact, it was almost bizarre.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia, and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug cartels and human traffickers and white-collar criminals. And I want to thank you and the FBI.
Do keep in mind, I'll let him keep going. These guys are only given a limited amount of time. That's why you always see these guys in the House and Senate say, my time is short. I'm almost out of time. I'm taking back my time. They're always arguing about their time because they're only given specific amounts of time to ask their questions or make their statements, which again makes it even odder that Ken Buck would use his time like this.
Protecting law-abiding Americans from the evil that exists all around us. And frankly, I am not in favor of defunding the FBI, nor am I in favor of splitting up the FBI, nor am I in favor of using the Holman rule for the FBI director.
And do you remember what we talked about? If you're a new listener, obviously you won't remember, but do you remember what we talked about when I heard that? That's the first thing I thought, and I couldn't get it out of my head. It was such a bizarre statement that I accused, without evidence, I should point out, I have no evidence whatsoever, I accused Ken Buck of being compromised in some way. It really is the only thing that would explain using your limited time to glue your lips to Christopher Wray's rear end. The only thing that would explain that is if, I don't know, maybe Ken Buck was retiring for a very specific reason, one you or I will never know about. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe the CHECA, maybe the FBI, they knew something about Ken Buck. And maybe someone knocked on his door one day and said, hey, Ken, just to let you know, we need you to be real supportive of the FBI. None of this passively supportive stuff. We need you to be very, very supportive, or else these pictures of you and the midgets in Cuba, they're going to hit the airwaves, Ken. Now, again, that is how politics has been done throughout history. We have the great Congressman Tim Burchett, of Tennessee. He recently came out on video. It wasn't my show. It was someone else's show. And he simply explained that a lot of GOP colleagues of his are compromised, got themselves into maybe embarrassing situations while out of town, having a drink at the bar. Ooh, a pretty girl's talking to me. And then someone knocks on their door and tells them they must now vote a certain way. Tim Burchett said it. Sitting members of Congress have said that's how the game is played. I accused Ken Buck, as he was retiring, of being compromised by the FBI. It's the only thing that would explain that. John Cornyn, Lindsey Graham, these are as dumb and putrid as they are. They are well-heeled United States senators with years and years of experience. They know each and every single FISA violation there has been, violations of America's civil rights by America's intelligence agencies. And so using your very limited time today to question the upcoming AG on FISA, we are going to keep FISA. Let's not do misinformation. FISA's great, right? FISA's never been abused, right, Pam? Right? I love FISA. Mr. FISA. I'm sorry. I can't help but hear that and wonder. What do they have on Lindsey Graham? Could you imagine all the world travel he's done? Whatever's going on in his personal life, I don't want to speculate, but could you even imagine the things they might have against Lindsey Graham? John Cornyn's been a senator for ages. Who knows? But can you even imagine what they might have on John Cornyn? And maybe you don't want to go there. That's fine. What explains that then? What would explain using your limited time to talk about FISA? Interesting, isn't it? Anyway, let's get back to the rest of the Pam Bondi hearing. Before we get back to that, let's talk about putting our money where our morals are. In all things, or as many things as we can. Look, if you're going to buy a new car, good luck with that. There are a lot of ways we can't, but when it comes to your cell phone service, Pure Talk ensures that you have options, that I have options. You see Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, these are horrible companies. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look them up. Go look up those companies in ESG, DEI. Go look up their charitable giving and tell me if you're proud and happy that's where your money goes. Pure Talk doesn't do that. They hire Americans. Their CEO is a veteran. When they give back to veterans. And they're on the same 5G network, so you don't have to sacrifice coverage. And you save money. There are zero reasons not to switch. And I know that's double negative, but I went to community college. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373 if you want. And along the voicemail lines, because we'll get back to the Pam Bondi stuff, the audio from today and other things on the show. Somebody, I don't want to necessarily give out his name, but somebody called and left us a voicemail. This was last week or the week before. And this gentleman, he was really cool. I mean, really, really cool. I just not comfortable giving his name out because he didn't say I could. But he was really cool. He didn't have any kids, doesn't have any kids. And he says his uncle was in World War II and got a Nazi officer's World War II dagger. And since it got ended up getting passed down to him, said he didn't have any kids to give it to, he figured, because I'm a history geek and we're history geeks, that he wanted me to have it. And Chris talked to him and he sent it to him. And Chris and Corey and me, we finally got it. And it looks real, I think. It certainly looks real. Obviously, it was something from his father, so he's not going to have certificates. You're not going to have certificates and things like that for war trophies. But I have two questions. The first one, where can I take this thing to get some sort of certification on it? Which I'm assuming that would be a pawn shop or a history museum, something like that. That's one. Two, what do I do with it? It's awesome. It's historical, but it's Nazi. It even has a freaking swastika on there. Chris, what is wrong with you? Jewish producer Chris is trying to get me to display it. Chris, I want you to picture, look behind me right now. There's a picture of the Jesse Kelly Show sign. There's a picture of me as a prince. And the other thing we're going to have behind us is Nazi paraphernalia. That we can't do that, man. Okay, we have to figure out what we do with it. I don't want to do nothing with it. It's really cool, and I'm very appreciative of this guy who set it in. It's really, really freaking cool. I can't wait to take it home and show my kids as a historical artifact. It's really cool, but it's also Nazi stuff. I don't know. Either way, let's get back to the Pam Bondi stuff from today. Pam Bondi, AG, has to sit in front of Adam Schiff. Now, remember, Adam Schiff, who you hate, who I hate, he's no longer Congressman Representative Schiff. He's now United States Senator Schiff. Senator from the state of California, making him one of the most powerful people really on the planet. Adam Schiff, with all the lying, all the evil things he's done, especially over the past 4 years when it comes to Trump and lying and leaking about everything, Adam Schiff was not punished by Democrats for doing evil. He was very much rewarded. He will now sit in the United States Senate until the day he decides to retire or move on to something else. You might as well put his feet in concrete in his Senate office. He's there forever. A reward for doing and saying a bunch of evil crap like this.
I'm asking you, sitting here today, whether you are aware of a factual predicate to investigate Liz Cheney.
Senator, no one has asked me to investigate Liz Cheney. That is a hypothetical.
President has called for it publicly. You are aware of that, aren't you?
No one has asked me to investigate.
But the president
Liz.
Has
We're
called,
also worried
president,
about Liz Cheney,
the president
Senator.
Has
you know
called
what we should
this,
be worried about?
Ms. Bondi, please answer my questions.
The crime rate in California right now
you
is through
aware,
the roof.
Ms. Bondi,
your
my,
robberies
Ms. Bondi,
are 87%
question,
higher than the national average.
My question
average.
Is this.
That's what I
my
want to be focused
this.
On, Senator.
Do you have the power to say no
Attorney
to the president?
General.
She did pretty well, right? There's a lot to like about how she came back at these people. There's a lot to like when she's talking about things like this.
Lastly, and most importantly, if confirmed, I will fight every day to restore confidence and integrity to the Department of Justice and each of its components. The partisanship, the weaponization will be gone.
Sounds good. This?
And Senator, you just gave the classic example of what's been happening regarding the weaponization. I mean, going after parents at a school board meeting has got to stop. For practicing your religion, sending informants in to Catholic churches must stop.
What we about branding parents as domestic terrorists or trying to incarcerate one's political opponent as a sitting president of the United States?
Will stop. Must stop.
Now, that's the part I wanted to bring up. And I really don't want to be hard on Bondi because she hasn't had a chance to get in there yet. We'll set the FISA stuff, the red flag stuff aside. We don't know what she's going to do, but it will stop. Okay? You know, we had with the boys, you know, we have two boys, James and Luke. They're 16 and 14, and they are wonderful young men. Do you know my mom told me, you know, my dad died recently, and it's been a very hard time for my mom, for me, for my sister. It's been very hard. You know, my mom texted me that the boys, they'll text her privately just to check in on her. That's the kind of wonderful boys they are, right? So they're wonderful boys. I want to make sure I clarify. But this was, I would say, a year ago. Ab and I were talking. We were out on a date. And she said, you know, I've noticed something as the boys have hit their teenage years. They're a little bit lippier than they used to be. See, my kids are not allowed to disrespect me or their mother, but they were getting a little bit lippier. And I just said to her, I said, you know, that's because we haven't made an example of anybody for a while. We haven't grounded anybody, taking a phone away, doing something that hurts, you see. If you really want the lippiness to stop, most likely a talk won't have to do it or won't be enough to do it. You're going to have to do something to make it stop. Now, Pam Bondi said this. I just played it for you.
And, Senator, you just gave the classic example of what's been happening regarding the weaponization. I mean, going after parents at a school board meeting has got to stop. For practicing your religion, sending informants in to Catholic churches must stop.
What about branding parents as domestic terrorists or trying to incarcerate one's political opponent as a sitting president of the United States?
Will stop. Must stop.
Will stop. Must stop. She has not had a chance to get in there and show us how she's going to make it stop. But why did these things start? Why did these things happen? Let's first ask that question. These things happened because communist savages inside the Department of Justice, inside the FBI, and of course, inside the Democrat Party, have decided to use the official positions inside the United States government to attack, arrest, and imprison their political opponents. These were conscious decisions made by communists who not just are leaving power, are still in positions of power throughout the DOJ and FBI. Now, how are you going to make them stop? What does that mean? Must stop. Will stop. You see, as I've said for the longest time, resignations aren't enough. Firing is not enough. You walk into the Department of Justice and you take some communist lawyer and you find the evil things he's done and you fire him. That communist lawyer walks right out of the DOJ, makes two phone calls, and walks right into a $500 an hour job at a prestigious law firm in downtown Manhattan run by other communists. That's not a punishment at all. If anything, it's a reward. You say it must stop. You say it will stop. Prove it to me by sending government people to prison. Make these people afraid. Make them feel pain. And that is how you can make it stop. Period. End of story. And that kind of attitude is why you need to start a male vitality stack from Chalk, or a female vitality stack, so we can have the energy, the focus, the will to do what must be done to save this country. And if we're a bunch of low T weenies, we can't get it done. We chug estrogens, we shower in estrogens, they're in the water. That's why dudes are growing boobs and wearing skinny jeans. It's time to reverse that. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days with natural herbal supplements? That's frankly ridiculous. And yet Chalk made it happen. Chalk has made me feel better than I felt in my freaking 30s. I'm 43 years old. You want to experience what it's like? Try it for 90 days. Cancel your subscription if it doesn't work. I have email after email after email of people thanking me for Chalk. Plus, they're anti-communists like you, like me. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a discount on subscriptions for life. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. More Bondi next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It was interesting, is very, very interesting, to hear Kash Patel's name come up several times today. Why all the interest, the fear of Kash Patel?
Senator, I am not familiar with all those comments. I have not discussed those comments with Mr. Patel. What I do know what I do know is Mr. Patel was a career prosecutor. He was a career public defender, defending people. And he also has great experience within the intelligence community. What I can sit here and tell you is Mr. Patel, if he works with running the FBI, if he is confirmed, and if I am confirmed, he will follow the law if I am the Attorney General of the United States of America, and I don't believe he would do anything otherwise.
Dick Blumenthal, fresh off the jungles of Vietnam, said this.
Senator, first, I need to clarify something that you said, that I have to sit up here and say these things. No, I don't. I sit up here and speak the truth. I'm not going to sit up here and say anything that I need to say to get confirmed by this body. I don't have to say anything. I will answer the questions to the best of my ability and honestly.
Let me ask you.
And that, of course, brings me to what might be the last thing we do on the Bondi stuff. I want to move on, talk Rubio, Ratcliffe. I want to talk about pain and punishment. But I wanted to do something inspiring. I did this a little bit last night, but I want to again encourage you with something. Life has peaks and valleys. We all have them. My entire life has been peaks and valleys. And maybe you're in a valley right now of some kind, personal life, business life, whatever. Don't give up. Keep going. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep on trying. And the valley will end at some point. I promise it will. They always do. And if you would like evidence of what you can achieve in this lifetime, Mazie Hirono is a United States senator. There are only 100 senators in the world. They call it the most exclusive club on the planet, which is kind of lame, but that's what they call it. And Mazie Hirono is one of them. If this weapons-grade moron can become a United States senator, then no matter who you are, no matter what your dreams are, you can achieve them. If Mazie Hirono can be a senator, you can climb Mount Everest. You can go to the moon. You can swim to the darkest, deepest depths of the ocean. If you're a feminist, you can find a husband. Right, maybe not. But you understand what I mean.
That you, as Attorney General, should investigate one of his perceived political enemies. Would you do so?
Senator Hirono, I wish you had met with me. Had you met with me, we could have discussed many things and gotten to know
you. I am listening to you now. Could you respond to the question?
Yeah, you were the only one who refused to meet with me, Senator. But what we would have discussed is that it is the job of the Attorney General to
follow the law. I'm very happy to listen to your responses under oath, Ms. Bondi. So I think it's really important to us that the Attorney General be independent of the White House.
She's a United States Senator. This woman, she has achieved that status. What can't you do?
As part of my responsibility to ensure the fitness of all nominees, I ask the following two initial questions. First, since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement relating to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
That woman's a senator. You can be anything you want to be. Jesse, ever since the word conservatism has been used, it makes me shake my head. Shouldn't it be conservativism? We don't get rid of the iv from the active and say actism. It's activism. I would like to see an experiment. If you, being the smartest talk radio personality out there, share this insight and started using the word properly, I'm interested to see how long it would take before the rest follow suit. Wishing you a great 2025. His name is Scott. So he wants to use conservativism? It's too many syllables, man. This is the problem. Branding, the adjustment of language, can be a difficult thing. And there's no exact science to it. But do you remember Trump when he first started running? Maybe you don't remember kind of the genesis of all this, but make America great again. Everyone knows that statement now. It's all over hats and yard signs and TV commercials. Make America great again. MAGA. Make America great again. Okay, so that's what he ran on the first time. And all throughout his presidency, he ran on it. And then he started running for re-election. And they tried a rebrand of it. Now, MAGA, Make America Great Again, was already all over everybody's T-shirt and hat, and it was everywhere. Remember they tried, what was it? Keep America Great Again? It was Keep America, yeah, CAG, Keep America Great Again. And right when they came out with it, we all laughed. We laughed hysterically on this show. And we said, that is going to fail miserably. Because MAGA, Make America Great Again, has already been ingrained, cemented into the heads of people, of too many people. And so you can't rebrand it. You can't change it now. You can try all you want. Conservativism, it doesn't work. It's too many syllables. And conservatism is already one of those things that's in everybody's mind. I applaud your efforts. I will not be taking up your efforts. Plus, remember, always keep in mind, I am dumb. I am not capable of saying most words. You hear this all the time when I mispronounce words. You know why I do that? I'm stupid and uneducated. I can't pronounce two-syllable words. You can't just step in and add an extra syllable and expect me to carry the torch. Go find somebody smart. Glenn Beck will do that. Glenn Beck's intelligent. I can't help you with that at all. You know, Buck Sexton could help you with that. Clay, not so much. You see? All right, let's talk about pain. Communists feeling pain and why that's important. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.